In a meeting April 20th, the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved more than $150,000 for the county administrative office to use in redistricting efforts. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more about the redistricting process and when voters can expect to find out how the districts have been adjusted.
Redistricting happens every 10 years after census data are compiled and publicized. The process involves redrawing or adjusting district lines with the goal of achieving fair legislative representation for voters. San Luis Obispo County Administrative Office Analyst Kristen Erickson says some of the funding will be used to launch the office's redistricting website in May. She says the website will include a public-facing mapping tool that will allow community members to submit suggestions and manipulate maps for possible districts.
The mapping tools are critically important. They will help with public input as well as your board's input, and there would be an internal mapping tool that would assist planning staff in the redrawing of maps.
Erickson says the funding will also pay for pre-census data analysis, auditing of the district maps, targeted public outreach, and translation services at public hearings. Julie Rodewald is the voter services chair for the League of Women Voters in San Luis Obispo County. She called into the meeting to express support for approving the funding to help maximize public input. Rodewald says the league plans to track boundary line changes throughout the redistricting process in an effort to keep people informed.
The drawing and redrawing of district lines is too important to take place without input, and we encourage the public to stay involved and participate in these activities at all levels.
Erickson presented a tentative timeline for moving forward with the redistricting process now that the board has approved funding. The administrative office will likely hold a preliminary hearing in July or August to gather public input about the process. Census data are expected to be released on September 30th. The administrative office hopes to then hold a second public hearing and workshop in October to discuss the data. Erickson says the district plans to publish 3 to 4 draft redistricting maps by November 20th to be officially approved by December 14th. The new districts would go into effect 1 month later on January 14th. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.